With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no ceasefire between Israel and Hamas until some 240 hostages are released. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they want to bring people home.
We have a shared determination, and that determination will not wane. We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages. So many Israelis, Americans, other nationals, and we are determined to do everything that we can to bring them back safely, to bring them back to be with their families and loved ones.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden welcomed leaders from countries across the Americas to an economic summit.
During a White House meeting with officials from a dozen countries across the Western Hemisphere, the president pledged to increase U.S. investment in the region.
To harness the incredible economic potential of the Americas and to make the Western Hemisphere the most economically competitive region in the world.
He did not specifically mention China in his opening remarks, but the White House is trying to counter Beijing's influence in the Americas. Greg Clugston, Washington.
According to a letter signed by over 70 companies and trade groups, a proposed update to the EPA's air quality standards could severely harm American industry. Some of the particulate matter that falls under the new EPA regulations includes forest fires and tire friction on roads. Steve Malloy with the Energy and Environment Legal Institute says it's climate fraud and a testament to the corruption of the science community. If finalized, the regulation would place the EPA in control of state and local economies. States not in compliance would have to get approval from the agency to develop new factories. The states most adversely impacted include Texas and California. This is SRN News. Homeschooling is surging in the U.S.
What used to be the province of a small group of mostly Christian families decades ago is now the fastest growing form of education in the country. According to numbers from the Washington Post, homeschooling is up 51% this year compared to an increase of 7% in private schooling and a 4% decline in kids attending public school. A lot of moms and dads are giving up on ever changing their local schools and taking over the job themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Idaho woman and her son have been charged with kidnapping after prosecutors say they took the son's minor girlfriend out of state to get an abortion. Police began investigating the duo earlier in the summer after a 15-year-old girl's mother told authorities that her daughter had been sexually assaulted and later taken to Oregon to have an abortion. The procedure is banned in Republican-controlled Idaho at all stages of pregnancy. It's legal in left-leaning Oregon. This is SRN News. Three passengers are suing Alaska Airlines.
Charging documents say the pilot was riding in the cockpit's jump seat when he tried to pull two handles that would engage a fire suppression system and cut fuel to the engines. He was quickly subdued and the plane diverted safely to Portland, Oregon. Plaintiffs in the suit say he should not have been allowed in the cockpit because he was suffering from depression and lack of sleep. Alaska Airlines says it's reviewing the complaint, adding it applauds the crew members for responding quickly to the crisis. Rich Thomason reporting.
A group of northern European nations are working together to remove illegal immigrants from their country, saying they will share deportation flights and expertise. Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden announced a new agreement Tuesday. This after seeing a huge increase in crime committed by these immigrants. A speech by the Swedish Prime Minister last month cited irresponsible immigration policy and failed integration. More at SRNnews.com.